the Fox Cities Score Chapter, and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us on this beautiful Saturday morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Meltzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. It's good to be back together as a group.
Yes. Yes. Well, we have a fantastic show for you this morning. Our guest, Kurt Haling, could not make it. He was the scheduled guest, a CPA. We're going to reschedule Kurt to talk about taxes and finances. But our guest this morning is Cindy Nelson Singh. And Cindy is the owner of Onyx Leadership Coaching, LLC. And you stay tuned because we're going to learn some very interesting things about human behavior and how Cindy found a niche in this area while she was working as a professional. So let's get on with it. Oh, we also have in the studio Rudy Cherkasky. Rudy Cherkasky is a very experienced and very good SCORE mentor. And Rudy and Cindy have been working together. Rudy's been helping Cindy get her business going and getting it organized. So we're going to hear about that relationship as well. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
Welcome to Biz Talk. Glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and Onyx Leadership Coaching, LLC, a fantastic company.
Great. Okay, well, I am a certified coach and self-mastery teacher. I started Onyx Leadership Coaching, LLC, about 1 year ago, formally. My background is in human resource management, along with my education. And after working in HR for about 10 years, my son was born, and I decided at that time to leave that career and start working on my own business, as well as spend time at home with him. And I decided at that time that, looking back at my HR career, that my favorite part was really sitting with the employees and department heads and managers and talking about what they struggled with. And I found that there really wasn't enough time during the workday, during those one-on-one meetings, to really help them tackle those problems and get to the root of them and really work on effective solutions for them to see different results at work. Mm-hmm. So I identified a niche market there and decided that I needed some more professional training to give some structure to the coaching session to help them really see different results in their lives.
And basically your vision was to create role models?
Yes. My mission is to educate and empower business professionals through customized results-driven coaching that focuses on self-awareness and the development of leadership abilities to increase both their business and personal effectiveness, and really to serve as role models for the rest of us so we have someone who emulates integrity, right, following through on what you say you're going to do and, right, and being that good person.
Right. Rudy, good morning. Welcome to our program.
Hi, Tony. How are you this morning?
Really fine. Thanks for coming in with Cindy this morning. Tell us a little bit about how long have you been at SCORE and you owned a business prior to SCORE?
Well, I'm a retired businessman now. I did operate and own the Quaker Bakery Company for many years, and now I'm relaxing in life. Mm. And I joined SCORE a long time ago because, first of all, because they asked me. Second of all, because I think it's one of the most valuable jobs I could ever have. And in doing so, I met Cindy Nelson, and she had a little problem on starting a business, and that was my my own niche. So we've been working together, and well, I think we got a successful operator here now.
Great. Well, we're going to take our quick break right here. This is our first break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll get more into Cindy's business and how SCORE was helpful in Cindy starting her business. But we want to learn more about what Cindy is doing because it's very interesting information. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts & Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts & Haling, simplifying the steps towards success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts & Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at BankFirst. Bill, we know BankFirst was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. BankFirst will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of BankFirst, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
And welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. Tony Bush and Randy Melzer in the studio. We have as our guest this morning Cindy Nelson Singh. Cindy is the owner of Onyx Leadership Coaching LLC. And Rudy Cherkasky is in our office, or in our studio this morning, not an office this morning, it's a studio.
Right.
And Rudy is a SCORE mentor, a very active and very good SCORE mentor. And before we get back to Cindy, we'd just like to tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter. Our SCORE chapter is located in a chamber building in downtown Appleton. We service a 7.5 county area between here and Fond du Lac. And we have about 53 or 54 mentors, all experts, all folks who want to pay it forward, want to help business owners start and grow their businesses. We have areas of expertise in marketing. We have IT, cash flow, banking, accounting, legal issues.
Rudy, who work with restaurants and so on, too.
Right.
So all kinds of specialties.
So if you have a need for a business advisor, you would like some advice, you would like some input, or just a sounding board to bounce some ideas off of an experienced business person, you can reach us at foxcities.score.org. Go to our website at foxcities.score.org. Or you can always call the chamber at 734-7101. Well, let's get back to Cindy. Cindy, it's going to be a good show. Tell us a little bit about how you picked the name that you have for your company.
I picked the name Anik because Anik is a Punjabi word that means self-respect and bravery. And when I was looking to name the company, I wanted to capture the essence of those qualities. And I ended up, since I'm married to an Indian gentleman, I grabbed our Punjabi English dictionary and found a word that really captured that essence and decided to name the company after that.
And you said you had an accidental side benefit with that?
Yes. Being that the name starts with A, I pop up very early on in any business directory or phone book.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that.
This is a marketing guy. You have to look at things like that.
So right?
Just keep an eye on that.
Cindy, in the first segment, you mentioned something about you were working as an HR professional for about 10 years, and you had this desire to help people with their issues, and that isn't always available in the cold, sterile corporate world. And you had a desire to help that person or those people. That's pretty much what motivated you to take the leap and start your own business.
Absolutely. I wanted to spend time with people, quality time, with proven techniques to help them overcome their challenges.
Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit about what's your activity like today? You've been at this now out of the HR world about 8 years, and you started formally your business about a year ago. How are things going? What sort of experiences are you having with clients and individuals, corporations?
Okay. Well, starting a business and being an entrepreneur is a challenge. Mm-hmm. And so on the business side, having to do the marketing, the sales prospecting and the whole startup of a business has really consumed a lot of my time this past year. Mm-hmm. And now I'm getting to the point where the sales prospecting is turning into actual clients. Mm-hmm. And it's been a really great experience. I'm learning a lot and really enjoying working with some of the corporate clients that I have right now. Rudy has been an excellent mentor to me. My training and background is not in sales or making cold calls or warm calls or any kind of calls. So he's been a great support in pushing me beyond my comfort zone to get out there and educate people and businesses about what I do.
When it comes to marketing your business, Cindy, what is the primary method you use? How do you advertise? How do you promote? How do you get out there?
Okay, I'm using more of a grassroots effort and getting out there and attending networking events through the Fox Cities Chamber of Commerce and also other local business professional networking groups, and then following up with those folks who expressed an interest in what I do and having coffee with them or having lunch and really talking about what their needs are and how I could help.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been working with Rudy?
Oh, boy. I think when I first decided to start my business 8 years ago, I started going to SCORE at that time. Mm-hmm. And so Rudy's been with me, I bet, 8 years now through this whole process.
So it is true that SCORE can be there for the life of your business.
Oh, absolutely.
Not just to give it life, but as it grows. And Rudy, share with us a little bit about your interactions with Cindy as a SCORE mentee. You're mentoring her, you're counseling her. How has that experience been for you?
Well, this experience has been very, very nice, and probably because it was easy. I had a client here who was a very bright young woman, and she was halfway down the street, so she knew what to do. I didn't have to do much at all. I just introduced her to cold calling and perhaps helping her to know herself a little bit better and to push herself. And it was, as I say, easy to do because she really knew what to do, just was a little bit afraid, like a lot of people are at the very beginning, to do these things. But so far, I believe she's doing very well.
Okay. And, this relationship, you're going to be obviously keep working on this together and moving things along?
Well, I don't want to get in anybody's way. I want her to do it on her own.
Well, I know, Cindy, Rudy can be a taskmaster. I know he can keep you on task. Does he kind of crack the whip every once in a while, make sure you follow through?
He does hold me accountable, that's for sure.
Good.
And really, you're having a lot of fun. You're growing your business. You have a great resource in Rudy. And you've, as Rudy pointed out, you came to this business with a lot of motivation and a lot of persistence. You have a passion for it.
Yes.
And those are ingredients necessary to be successful in business today.
For sure.
With that, we're going to take our next break. We're going to come back on the other side. We're going to give out the phone numbers. We're going to invite you to call in with questions. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling. Simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan? Get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
And welcome back to Biz Talk. We're talking this morning with Cindy Nelson-Singh of ONIC Leadership Coaching LLC and Rudy Cherkasky, her SCORE mentor. Before we get back to them, Randy's going to tell us a little bit about what's going on with the SCORE seminars. We conduct seminars as well as free confidential counseling.
All right. We've been very busy right now with some of the programs that are coming up, but I want to just let people know one of the programs that we're in the middle of right now is called Simple Steps. It's a 5-part program helping people to develop their business plan and help to grow their business. We completed the first session last Wednesday, but we were advertising it in the newspaper. There was an error, and I want to make sure people are aware that the following 4 sessions, and those are going to be starting this Wednesday, September the 30th, October 7th, October 14th, and 21st, all 4 of those programs are going to be held at the Fox Cities Chamber office. They accidentally indicated it was going to be at the Copper Rock. Number one, it's going to be at the Fox Cities Chamber office at 125 North Superior Street. And number two, they're going to be from 6 until 9 in the evening. We ask that you be there about 5:30 for registration. In those programs, we're going to be covering the concepts of the business that you're working with, market planning. We're going to be doing financial projections, how to interpret and understand all those things that you have to put down on paper. And then the most fun part, of course, that Tony gets to do at the last one is going to be on where do we find the money, talking about funding and banking and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. So excellent program. Each one of these are $25 each. We ask that you go out to the website, which is the foxcities.score.org website, and click on there on the local workshops. Register for the programs. There's still room, even though if you did not necessarily take the first one, you'll be able to get a lot of information from the next 4. So those are important. The other program that's coming up, again, Tony is going to be busy. He's going to be doing one on October the 14th that we're doing in partnership with CAP Services. And this is going to be on cash flow management and managing your banking relationships. It's going to be held over in Hortonville at the Hortonville Community Center. It's going to be from 6 to 8 p.m. Registration again at 5:30. And we ask again that you go out on our website, foxcities.score.org. You can register there, and we're going to be talking about how to manage your cash flow, how it all works, and how you work with your banker as opposed to how you work against your banker. So it should be an excellent program.
And sleep better at night.
Yes. And lastly, for those of you who have been seeing those funny little chips on the new credit cards that you're getting, there's a lot of questions on that thing. They're called EMV chips, and we, again, cooperating with CAP Services, are doing programs here explaining those. The next one is going to be on Tuesday, September 29th. It's going to be from 7:30 to 9 o'clock a.m., and it's going to be over at the Heart of the Valley Chamber of Commerce over in Kaukauna. We recommend for any small business who handles credit card transactions and so on, this is a vital piece of information that you need to understand and know about. So, again, you can register with us online at foxcities.score.org, or you can contact CAP Services to make arrangements with them. You can reach CAP Services at 920-209-1384. That's 209-1384 for CAP Services.
Got it. And it is important, Randy, because beginning October 1st, I believe, the burden of fraud and things shifts from MasterCard Visa to the merchant.
Right.
And that's what the purpose of these chips are. So consumers are going to be seeing that in their cards and how they use the card in the stores going forward. This is great for the retailer and the person taking the card.
Right. There's a lot of not a new safety to it, but there's also a lot of new concerns that you have to really understand. So, yeah, and there'll be other programs along the line, but this one on the 29th should be a very good starter.
We also want to say thank you to the sponsors who bring you BizTalk each weekend. Without them, we couldn't bring you this show. And we want to thank Fox Communities Credit Union. Also want to thank Alberts and Hailing CPAs, Kurt Hailing. Want to extend a thank you to Legal Business Edge, Sarah DeBruin. Sarah just devotes herself to business law at Legal Business Edge, LLC. Also want to thank Bank First National. They're going to be opening their new office on West Wisconsin Avenue about January 19th, I believe. And we want to say a special thank you to Candeo Marketing, Mike Pulvermacher and his team over there. They've built the website for us, biztalkwithscore.com. If you missed any programs or you'd like to re-listen to this show today, you can go to biztalkwithscore.com, and you can listen to archived programs that go back over 4 years now. And finally, we want to say a thank you to Larry Desch and Jerry Mader at the Business News for promoting our program, BizTalk in their biweekly periodical, The Business News. If you're in business or considering going into business and you're not subscribed to Business News, for $20 a year, you're going to pick up a lot of good, helpful information to help you with your business success. So thanks to Jerry and to Larry for helping to promote BizTalk in our program, in their periodical. We're going to get back to Cindy Nelson Singh right now. Cindy, again, is the owner of Onyx Leadership Coaching, LLC. Cindy, tell us a little bit about your marketing efforts. You have basically corporate clients, and you also work with individual clients. And tell us how that's working. Was it the individuals first, and then you migrated into the corporate accounts?
Yes, I started through word of mouth working with individuals. Mm-hmm. They were all business professionals mm-hmm. who had heard about me through other people. And then I decided, given my background in HR and knowing that within companies, everyone struggles with issues. We struggle with our behavior, our actions, our reactions, and decided that that was a really comfortable area for me to go into and talk to the GMs, talk to the owners of the companies, and ask them, do you have a key manager that you love, but there's some issue that you would like them to improve upon that maybe you don't have the expertise in-house to help that person, to really mm-hmm. give them the one-on-one attention that they need to achieve different results in their mm-hmm. role.
I'd like to give out the phone number quick. The number here is 281-1150. If you have a question for Cindy or Rudy, give us a call at 281-1150. And if you're outside Appleton, give us a call at 866-887-1150.
Okay, well, I just wanted to follow up with you on some of this. When you start talking to these people, you say you're talking about issues and problems. What kind of problems, what kind of issues do you find that your clients are trying to deal with or aren't dealing with? How do you work with that?
Okay. A lot of times I see issues in the emotional areas. So emotional self-control, defenses, reacting to things rather than acting in situations, times where these habits just overtake us and we end up acting in ways that mm-hmm. the next day we say, oh, I did that again.
Why did I do that?
And we don't want to act like that. Right. But something within us just gets triggered and we end up giving the same type of response or having the same behavior in those situations over and over.
A lot of things with HR, of course, focus on the things that are going on in the business itself or in the actual job function. Do you work in that area or do you expand beyond that?
I have been going in and speaking with the actual owner or GM of the company and helping identify certain key managers within the organization okay. that are struggling with these types of issues.
Okay, so, but I mean, you deal with things that were not necessarily directly business related, but might be personal background problems, questions that affect their efficiency in the business?
Usually it comes out in actual behaviors at work.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cindy, what are some of the obstacles that people might be, they don't want to do this? What do you have to overcome? They want to make a change, but they don't want to do this.
Okay, well, to answer that, I'd like to give a quote from sure. a very beneficial book, and I would recommend this to anyone who's looking to start a business or to enhance their professional career and success. And it's a book by Napoleon Hill, and it's called Think and Grow Rich. And Napoleon Hill did 25 years of research with business leaders, and he gave this quote, which I would like to read to you now, which will sum up your question, Tony. Mm-hmm. He said, self-mastery is the hardest job you will ever tackle. If you do not conquer self, you will be conquered by self. You may see at one and the same time both your best friend and your greatest enemy by stepping in front of a mirror.
Yeah, that's pretty powerful. Pain is a big motivator, isn't it?
It is, unfortunately, but that is usually the motivator.
And it shows itself in different ways with our relationship with our family members, our work peers. When is a person ready to enter into this process that you coach them through?
I think it really is individual. It could be something that happens at home that really hits them, you know, in their heart area. Mm-hmm. It could be something, a personal motivation they have to succeed in business, whether it's their own business or working in a business and maybe has motivations to become a business owner or take over the business they're working in. So it really has to do with the person's motivation and what's important to them in their life.
And if somebody was interested in finding out a little bit more about how to work with you and what you do, what would be the best way to contact you?
Okay, the best way would be to either call me or send an email.
Okay.
My phone number is area code 920-372-3990. And my email address is cindy@aleadershipcoach.com.
Okay, and two other questions then. When you're working with us, what size businesses do you work with? And also, what is the geographic range? Where do you work with people?
Okay, for the first question, it really doesn't make a difference what size company I work with. It really is about the individual business professional within the organization. Geographically, my most distant client is in Israel.
Okay.
So I can do all the coaching over the phone. And so geography is really not a barrier.
Okay, so anywhere, and size is not necessarily. Have you found a niche, though, that you work best in as far as the size of the business?
I found in marketing, and with help from Rudy here, that it appears that more the small to medium-sized businesses is a good niche for me because they don't have the extensive HR departments with the org development people and other resources that they can give to their employees.
Okay.
Cindy, every business that starts up has to have a passion. They identify the niche. You have to have persistence, and you've done all that. But they're also facing competition. There are competitors out there that you always have to kind of keep your eye on and sharpen your saw and bring a greater value. Who's your competition? How do you deal with the competition?
Well, thankfully, Rudy helped me identify this when I did my business plan about 2 years ago. And
Rudy did have you do a business plan.
He did have me do a business plan and checked it over.
Okay.
So what I identified is in my specific area, coaching, it's a new industry.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really had to do a lot of research in that area, what the trends are 5 years, 10 years from now, and the fact that it's really not regulated at this point. So no one needs a license. Anyone can hang out their shingle and say that they are a coach.
Mm-hmm.
So that could mean anyone's my competition. So it really made me think about what I focus on, and I got specialized training in areas that maybe other coaches don't have. So I would say for the consumer, when you're looking at getting a coach, to really identify what you are trying to achieve and then talk to different coaches, because I think all of us have our own specialty.
Right.
And that to really ask the question and make sure that the person will fill your need.
There's a designation behind your name, Cindy. What does that stand for?
Okay, well, I have a couple. I do have a master's degree in business administration from UW-Oshkosh.
Right.
I also am certified as a self-mastery teacher. I'm also certified as a spiritual life coach.
And where did you get the certifications? How do you earn that?
Okay, well, if you get on the internet, there are a lot of coaching schools out there. So what I did was I picked one that resonated the most with my history and the direction I wanted to go in and called them and researched the program, and then went through them.
Now, when people come to see you or you're talking to them and coaching them, this is not something that, is this covered by insurance at all?
Not at this time.
Not at this time? Okay. Have you found employers willing to help pay for an employee to help with this process?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So that'd be an incentive if someone is looking to build a stronger employer-employee relationship, to maybe talk to their employer about some assistance on the financial side.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But everything you do is confidential with the client. It doesn't go to the employer.
Correct. I do have them sign a confidentiality agreement
and
a coaching contract that is strictly between me and the client.
Mm-hmm. Rudy, I'd like to just ask you a quick question. You probably thought you'd get away without having to talk again on the radio, but I wanted to ask you, what is your perception of where Cindy is today from when you started working with her? You gave her a lot of great kudos in the beginning, and she deserves them, but how has she progressed in your opinion?
Well, I think the proof of the pudding is in the eating. I think that She spoke today very, very well, and I learned a lot that I didn't know before about her program. But she has developed, just by listening to her, into a very well-spoken young lady who would, I think, command the attention of most people that are serious in their business programs. And I think she's going to do very, very well. And I think she'll expand into something else. And I think we watched someone start at the very beginning and just go through the roof. Mm-hmm. I'm very pleased.
Very good.
Thanks,
there
Rudy.
You go. Great. Yeah, well, we were talking, I was kidding Rudy about, of course, the business plan, which is one of the things we always stress very, very much. One of the things that business plan that you really can't account for and so on is, as you said, your type of marketing that you do a lot of networking, a lot of calling, a lot of contacting. I used to do that when I was in the insurance business, too, a lot of cold calling and so on. One of the things we had to face, it was a little terminology called rejection. How do you handle that when you're out there doing cold calling?
Okay, well, I've had to learn about this subject because my background is not in sales. And I would recommend, well, from my experience, two resources were very helpful for me to understand this whole territory of sales and rejection. One was a book called Cold Calling Techniques, which I have with me today by Stephen Schiffman. And what I learned from that is he breaks it down into the numbers. So if he makes 15 calls, cold calls mm-hmm. a day, one of those calls will convert into an in-person appointment.
Okay.
And after five appointments, he can expect one sale.
Okay.
So if you crank the numbers quickly, that's a lot of phone calls in a week and five appointments and one sale. The mm-hmm. other thing he identified was in his business of sales training that the lead time from when he had the appointment to when the actual sale came in was about 8 weeks. So it's very good to know this whole process. So
your pipeline.
Can expect your pipeline. To, yeah. You can expect when the actual income is going to come in. So
sure.
You can continue to run your business.
That's an important part of your business, isn't it?
It is, yes, very important. The other resource is a book called Go for No.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about that whole mindset of nobody likes to hear no and we shy away from it. And their perspective is to go for a certain number of no's, because if you go for a certain number of no's, inevitably you're going to get a few yeses in there.
Yep.
So
exhaust all the no's.
Is there anything you do to kind of pump yourself up to get yourself out there and make those calls?
At this point, I just do it. I just make myself do it.
Okay. We're going to take our last break right now. We'll come back on the other side, wrap up our program. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
And welcome back to our final segment this morning at BizTalk. We're talking with Cindy Nelson-Singh, and Cindy is the proud owner and successful owner of Onyx Leadership Coaching LLC, and her SCORE mentor, Rudy Cherkasky, is with us this morning. Cindy, we've had a great conversation this morning, and let's wrap up by just making a distinction between consulting, counseling, and coaching. You do a nice job on your website. What is that difference?
Okay. So coaching is essentially a blend of techniques that are used in counseling, psychotherapy, and consulting. So it takes the best methods and fine-tunes them to achieve the quickest results. Counseling is done by a mental health professional. They have to be licensed, mm-hmm. and they do focus on the principles of mental health and psychology to help someone with their personal issues. Consulting is done by a person who has a specific set of expertise, and they mm-hmm. go into a company and they give advice, but they don't necessarily bring everyone up to speed on their area of expertise. So they'll take a look, evaluate, and then make their decision, give their advice, but they don't necessarily pass that set of knowledge and skills and background on to the people who are then going to run with that.
When you're dealing with a client who is looking for coaching, they need to be motivated to engage in this process, but then stick with it.
Yes, and how I handle that in the process is there is weekly homework.
Okay.
Yes, so when we leave the session, the homework assignments are emailed out, and the homework is to be submitted 24 hours prior to the next coaching session.
A written homework assignment.
Yes, written, and there are activities to be done in the meantime.
What is the advantage of writing the homework rather than just coming back to you and talking about it?
The writing shows the thought and a term that we call internalizing. So it's one thing to read a paragraph about something, but it's another to reflect upon that and then write about it in mm-hmm. first person, how it affects the person that yeah. I'm coaching.
Yeah. And there's some accountability when we write things down.
Yes.
Yeah.
The words just don't disappear.
Yeah, it's there. Again, relating back to the some of the things that I'm sure Rudy taught you or worked with you on as far as developing your business plan, that having the business plan in your head is great, but it has to be written down.
Right.
It has to be there because it's there, you're stuck with it.
Yes.
You can modify it, but you have to work it. And that, of course, you're part of your coaching program.
Yes.
Okay.
We ask our guests to leave a biz tip, a little pearl of wisdom. Ladies first. Cindy, do you have a pearl of wisdom for our audience this morning?
Yes. If you're thinking about starting a business or if you're in a business that you are passionate about but you're struggling, my business tip is to stay committed and be realistic. Mm-hmm. That starting a business is not for the weak-hearted or for those who are looking for instant gratification, that it takes the ability to study, make a lot of decisions, take risks, make financial sacrifices, and you have to continually persist, maybe for years, before being able to reap the rewards of your work.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Great. Good words. Mr. Cherkasky, your biz tip.
What would you like to know, Tony?
we only got 30 seconds, so load it up.
I feel very much rewarded this morning, not because I'm in such a fine gentleman and ladies, but my client, Cindy, it turned into a wonderful, intelligent, very interesting woman, and I wish her a lot of luck, and I feel that a lot of the work that I did was helpful. And I feel good about that. And SCORE is what did it all.
Super. Well, thank you, Rudy. Thank you, Cindy, for being with us this
You're
morning.
Welcome.
We want to thank you.
You
for being on BizTalk. We're going to have a Badger bump next weekend. We're not going to be on the air. Go Bucky. And you've been listening to the BizTalk program and the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.